God's not dead, he's merely hiding.
All right, Les wanted me to say that in this particular segment, he was going to tell a story about Richie Havens when he was on stage with him in Woodstock, and he forgot to tell the story. So it's, he says it'll appear kind of weird that he mentioned Richie Havens without then following up with the story. So he said he will bring it up next week. I will be posting less video, less visibles, the stories each week, even though we'll be closed down for 6 weeks. The show will continue on. It just will be reruns. But I will be posting less visibles commentaries each week as well. So Richie Havens, who'll talk about his thing next week.
God's not dead, he's merely hiding.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Oh, what the heck? One thing about sounding like you've just come off an extended tour that didn't involve just singing is that you get a great falsetto. While the dog poet is hovering in the saucer pod above the island of Corfu, watching the Rothschilds dine on modestly clothed children served cold on a bed of darkness. As you should know, British Petroleum is controlled by J.P. Morgan and the Queen of England, and that J.P. Morgan is a Rothschild-controlled subsidiary. Therefore, Rothschild and the Queen of England killed the Gulf of Mexico. Let's not split hairs, tortoises, or dolphins, unless you're attending chef at this delightful summer buffet here at the Rothschild compound. Yes, folks, it is as if the Rothschild Consortium, along with the Queen of England, personally destroyed every seabird and ocean-dwelling creature, every wetland and island, every livelihood and life so affected there in the Horn of America. Meanwhile, the White House has sent a not-so-small army into the nation of Costa Rica in order to punish Daniel Ortega for breaking diplomatic relations with Magog Kanazi Nation, also known as Israel, over their cold-blooded murder of aid bearers on the Turkish flotilla ship. They say that they have sent this small army of ships, helicopters, heavy artillery, and fighting men into this eco-tourist wonderland to interdict drug shipments. Since the government itself is the primary drug dealer and transporter on the planet, this hardly makes sense, but it does tell you how completely a horrid little nation of genocidal maniacs controls the former land of the free. This is what happens when you let the crime family that founded Magog Kanazi Nation as the premier counterfeiting location on Earth to print your country's money. Magog Kanazi Nation, or Israel, however you prefer to call it, was set up under the auspices of a sovereign nation so that a worldwide criminal organization could operate with impunity on the international scene. If you want to get your world back, you have to destroy or render impotent the central banking stranglehold that is presently in control of the world's economics in most important locations. But not all. Not all. And it is the not all that are the present targets of their drive to control everything, which no one ever has accomplished, and neither shall they. As stated in the rather pruriently written and most recent diatribe at Reflections in a Petri Dish, we are in the year of the exceedingly strange, living dangerously. I hesitate to mention it, given the mad rush that will invariably follow, to see just what an extreme I took it to. I don't want the entrance to the blog to look like a cheap laptop's day at a Walmart parking lot. The carnage! The carnage! How strange is it going to get? There's no telling. This is how strange it is. The most cold-blooded and merciless psychopaths on the planet have control of the flux and flow of the money supply. The same merciless psychopaths have control of the most powerful nation on Earth. They are lockstep marching toward a destination they do not believe they can be stopped from arriving at. In the meantime, halting anyone on the street and directly telling them what is happening will get you a quick brush off or some kind of hard words. British Petroleum, owned by Rothschild and the Queen of England, who killed the Gulf of Mexico, can take over the police forces of all the near-beach public police forces in the Gulf states and use them against the public without any action being taken to defend the public's interests by those sworn to serve the public's good. I'm forced to repeat myself, as this goes with this post or this broadcast that I'm doing, and the only real option is to seek to do so in an original way tonight. There are only two possibilities, no matter how you look at it. Manifest material forces are in charge of circumstances, or they are not. Of course, you could say that bad aliens are motivating negative material interests, and you could say that the infernal kingdom has preeminence in the human mind. But what I mean to say is that either beneficent or malevolent forces are driving human destiny, and the only outside possibility is that both are happening simultaneously with individual destinies. I like to use the sun as my model whenever I can. Remove the sun and there is no light or life in the solar system. Study the sun and you will find that all motive power on this living planet is in some way connected to the sun. All life, the atmosphere, all food and water, and everything else comes from the sun. There's a theory that all the planets in the solar system are just parts of the sun that broke away from it at one point. I'm not here to argue theories, but to affirm the philosophy of as above, so below. The force that holds the universe in place is the same force that put the universe in place. It is the same force that moves the individual components of the universe on its courses. There is not one force moving the planets in this solar system and another moving the planets in one of the solar systems at Alpha Centauri. The same force brings night and day as well as the seasons and all the polarities whose magnetic interplay account for good and evil and whatnot in the human experience as defined by the mind according to what works for or counter to the prevailing temporal authority of the time. Meaning the good and evil are relative, but we already knew that. What this means is that the source of the power for good and evil comes from the same place. And also, we can consider that the sun shines on the good and evil, though I don't know what that means in terms of this broadcast. If what I'm saying is true, then that means that the power behind the power of good and evil operates both of them for its own purposes and commands the destiny of either. I believe that I may have mentioned it another time that physicists have proven that the universe is thought-born. That means there must be a thinker. It also means that this thinker is the source of all the power behind everything motive in the visible and invisible realms. This means everything is under control, and that this thinker has brought into being this world in which we live for some kind of purpose. We can look to philosophy and religion for some part of the answer, because they all agree more or less on basic points. We can take all of what philosophy and religion state and reduce it to all of it to something much simpler. What I get is that life on Earth is a stage performance in which the players gain or lose more or less free will depending on how they mimic the personality of the thinker. To the degree that we humans do not correctly interpret certain portions of the personality of the thinker, we are repressed, confined, or confused in those areas. This is essentially what I was trying to say last week, and which was met with precisely the state inhabited by the listener in respect of the subject. I'm pretty sure that the deity presented himself to me in the fashion he did, so that I would consider certain angles that are constructed by priests to ensure that religion becomes big business fueled by guilt. Consider how guilt operates and what it compels us to do. This is the reason also that alcohol is legal and why certain far more beneficial psychotropics are not. It is because of guilt. Guilt is a cash cow that is milked by those who use the power of our resources and guilt to enslave and manipulate us. I was invited to sing at perform at the 20th anniversary of Woodstock, and Richie Havens was there. I don't know if I went on before or after him, but there's wild scenes going on in the crowd, and there are fights and all kinds of things going on. And I went up to play, and I was doing a song, and I realized that a lot of the attention was at the fight, so I just put down my guitar, and I said, you know what? Let's do this instead. And I went to alcohol. Whoa, alcohol. You taste so cold and sweet. You knock me off my feet, but you make my soul crawl, yeah. Alcohol, green and brown, your kingdoms come. The bottles gleam and drink the heart, but deep within the spirits drown. And what is lost cannot be found. And what is lost cannot be found in alcohol. When the moon rises, I hear your call. I want to be somebody different or no one at all. I want to rage like the devil, stand 10 feet tall. Still you're a fool if you listen to alcohol. Fire in the blood, death in the air. But I got no fear. Hey, what do I care? I can beat every system. I can climb every wall. I'm the king of the moment with my queen, alcohol. And you know what? all the fighting stopped. It was so funny. And everybody kept yelling alcohol over and over. And I went off stage and I went back over to where my friends had a food booth and such. And through the evening, a number of people came over and made some comments to me about doing that song. And throughout the evening, until the evening ended, I kept hearing one person or another yell, "Alcohol!" There's a point there I hope it took. Anyway, having come to terms with this thing having to do with the procreative urge, I now understand some elements of the final mystery, which has never been written down and only conferred by demonstration and oral tradition. Let's go back to my reasoning concerning the thinker. I want to stay with that. I want to hammer it home where possible. I want to do this in the hope that it may assuage some of the fear and uncertainty that is running around loose and which the so-called powers that be use to keep us in line until they do whatever it is they have in mind for us. If there is a thinker, and physics shows mathematically that the universe is thought-born, hold that thought. If there is a thinker, that thinker is conscious. This thinker brought everything into being and made it out of itself. We also know that everything is made out of the same thing, but that everything vibrates at a different frequency. Here lies one of the secrets of gold. So it stands to reason, my reason, that the thinker made the universe out of him herself. If the thinker made it all out of itself, well, you know, let's forget about gender. I'll just say he, but you know, it could be he, she, it. That's up to you. Then the thinker is conscious of whatever it is that it has made within the object according to some degree of awareness. Dead sleep, stone, dreaming, plants, instinct, animals, and self-awareness, humanity. It supposes something beyond the human ordinarius. It could be said that each of these stages is some degree of trance or dream, and that ordinary humanity is dreaming what it is experiencing. It could be said that the thinker is also dreaming within the subject, and I suggest that the thinker wakes up in subjects here and there, but not too often. I suggest that this is one of those points in human history where there will be more waking up than usual, and so on and so forth. If the thinker is conscious, and he has to be in order to create the universe, then either he has a plan for life or he does not. Without going into step-by-step proof that he has a plan and saving ourselves a lot of airtime, look at it this way. Those disposed to believe will believe, and those opposed to believing, even though I am going to prove certain things to the point that only a fool will argue against them, will not believe because they want to continue to play God badly. If the thinker is conscious and has a plan, can anything thwart and hinder this plan? Given that the thinker is inside of his creations, is there any way that that which is possessed by the thinker can compromise the plan? Only in terms of his or herself. Since the plan is, from what I can see, the evolution of consciousness to where it merges with the consciousness of the thinker, it is possible for self-thinking, individually separated little thinkers to operate contrary to their own best interests. That's all there is to free will. You have the freedom to imprison and destroy yourself, or you can cooperate with the force that is seeking to free you and grant you parity with itself. This is why Jesus Christ, the Christ, bade his disciples to call him friend. If the thinker is conscious and has a plan and can't be overruled because his will is the only will, and even the wills that oppose him come from his will, then what are you doing worrying about anything if you're so inclined to be inclined according to his will? And since he is intimately aware of himself and everyone who is aware or unaware of him, how can he not be aware of where you are and what is going on around you? Ergo, it follows that all your trials are merely tests of faith. The reason that the Israeli mind slaves occupying powerful positions in the U.S. and elsewhere are behaving more and more insanely and bordering on the ridiculous is to show you how absurd the scenario is and to draw you more into trust and reliance upon the thinker. Keep in mind that the devil works for the divine so that everyone who thinks they are under the devil's protection and are concealing themselves in the shadow of the divine are all unknowingly also being employed by the divine for his own ends. If the devil were to appear in front of you, and that has happened at some point, and at various times, and you had the presence of mind to look at him, you would see a corona of light shimmering about his silhouette. That is the angel that is masked by the appearance of what is not true. You can command the angel out of the apparition, but that is for the summoning of the demons of the deep broadcast, which we haven't done yet and probably won't do. No, it won't do at all. No room! There's no room at the table, said the Mad Hatter. Okay, my friends, for those of you so disposed, I believe I've proven certain things in respect of the Creator insofar as they can be proven. It's a simple fact that has been demonstrated many times. It's obvious in all creation on all sides of you. It is obvious within you if you know where to look. It is the single most compelling and visible truth about life that hides in plain sight. and is revealed in the life of humanity during the Golden Ages and concealed in material darkness in the Dark Ages. This is a special time where the divine is breaking the crust of the concealing ignorance to shine his light upon the face of humanity. Be there or be square. This broadcast is intended to fill you with confidence in the one who loves you more than you will ever know or understand. This is the year where it begins to show and show and show. It is also the year in which some will burrow deeper and deeper into the murk to no avail. The divine is a living reality. Make it the centerpiece of your existence. As James has, or no doubt will tell you, he's going to revamp his setup and is going to be off air for 4 to 6 weeks. In that time, I will continue to do these shows and will announce when they are ready for download at one of the blogs, most likely Smoking Mirrors. All right, my friends, we've come to the end of another broadcast, and I'll see you next week if there is one, or you will hear me next week if there is one. Take the opportunity of these following days to remind yourself that you move and live and have your being in the divine who is fully conscious of you, where you are, what you're doing. Recognize that the greatest power in the universe has your back, and you will be able to put up the proper front. I guess that doesn't leave anything else except aloha and
you can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.